AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now you gotta keep thinking you can make it through these waves.
You're very welcome to The Making Of, where we do a deep dive each week on some of our favourite albums to explore the stories behind them. What did the band think of each other? Where did the inspirations for the songs come from? Well, joining me from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum experience is Alan Buckley. Good afternoon to you, Alan.
And a very good afternoon to you, Anna.
Isn't that a lovely way to open a segment?
Oh, it's like someone rubbing velvet against your ear.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's a beautiful description. But her voice is just incredible, isn't it, Joni Mitchell?
She is incomparable. The hardest part about doing Joni Mitchell is choosing one album. Now, this is an iconic one. I don't think we'll get too much bad press for choosing this one, but there are six or seven that are masterpieces. But this, I suppose we're going back a little bit all the way to 1971 here.
Yeah, okay. And there's a lot to go through, isn't there? Yeah. That was Joni Mitchell's Blue, the title track of the album that we are now exploring, Blue. A phenomenal album. Where did it come in her...
So this is her fourth studio album, and like any artist, sometimes they explode onto the scene. She has a genesis. She's from Canada. She's from Alberta, and she came from Irish and Scottish and Norwegian stock. Very much immersed in music. Her mother didn't want her to play the guitar because her mother was desperately against country and Western music, and she associated the guitar with that. So she guided the young Joni, more towards piano. But Joni was insistent, so eventually her mother bought her a ukulele.
Okay. Mm. The backstory of when she started playing, what age group was she?
She was a teenager. And she had some hard times. She got pregnant when she was quite a young person, and she gave her child up for adoption. And this didn't come to light until much later in life. But she was literally that struggling, penniless artist. She didn't really want to explore it as a career initially. We did Tracy Chapman recently. She very much the accidental superstar. In some ways, Joni was like this. But this album comes out of something called the Laurel Canyon music scene. And it's important because this is an area in California where during the 1960s and early 70s, some of the greatest artists of that time, Frank Zappa, Jim Morrison, The Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young, they were all in this kind of community living close to each other and inspiring each other. And so this album belongs not just to that genre, but to that epoch as well.
There's a feel to it, isn't there?
There's an absolute feel to it. It's of its time.
Let's take another listen to one of the big tracks off it, California.
Oh, the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home.
Oh, no need for explanation. That is the beautiful California. And again, alluding to the scene of which she belonged to, but written while she was on the road. So there's two songs on the album that you could describe as kind of travelogues. This one and another song called Carrie, written about a hippie barista that she met along the way. But this song, it's that longing for home. It's that, I know she's from Canada, but she'd made her home in California. And that sense of, I suppose that when we're on holidays, we're absolutely loving the experience. But There's nothing like coming home, is there?
Yes, and, it's so true. Can I just say, if we had the cameras not pointing at me, but pointing into our producer's box, I would just love to share the footage of Dee, our producer, just rocking her head and singing those lyrics. It's joyful to watch. It really is. Because you get lost in her songs, don't
can
you?
Can I just say that I was always afraid to say that, but that's actually a regular occurrence. Dee is a massive music fan.
She's quite the muso, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Can I ask you, did Joni write her own lyrics?
Because
they are really, really clever, aren't they?
Well, this album, to say it's deeply personal doesn't quite cover it. And if I can actually just read you what she said about it, she wrote all the songs herself. The Blue Album, there's hardly a dishonest note in the vocals. At that period in my life, I had no personal defences. I felt like a cellophane paper wrapper on a pack of cigarettes. I felt I had absolutely no secrets from the world, and I couldn't pretend in my life to be strong or to be happy. But the advantage of it in the music was that there was no defences there either. So this is just Joni laid bare. We know historically the album is written after a very intense breakup with Graham Nash from Crosby, Stills and Nash. And she's now frying pan fire. She's now in a very turbulent relationship with James Taylor, another brilliant artist. So this is a song, or an album, I should say, where as she says herself, she has nothing but the truth for the world. And maybe that's the secret to its enduring classic status.
And probably the next one as well. Let's have a listen. Little Green.
Call her green for the children who've made her little green. Be a gypsy dancer.
I have to confess, this is my favourite song on the album.
Is it?
I use the word haunting a lot when it comes to singer-songwriters, but this one's in a whole other genre of haunting. But there is a secret in here, and I mentioned the daughter she had, and the daughter's real name that would come to light, Kelly Green. So she is, I think, harking back to a time of hardship, a time of regret, and yet wanting to immortalize a painful moment in her life. And if you can't hear the pain in the voice, you know, you're just not
Joni Mitchell's not for you,
you're not paying attention. But it's just gorgeous. But what I also love is the sense of place. The mention of place names in songs really, really is very evocative for me.
It takes you right there, doesn't it?
You're right there. You're in a moment in time, but equally a moment in place. And I just think this is just songwriting masterclass.
Someone says on our text line, Alan, Joni Mitchell will always make me think of Love Actually. I completely agree. You're familiar with that scene, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. And I actually can't, I always think of that scene, and it's so bittersweet, that scene, because she thinks she's getting the necklace and she gets the Joni Mitchell CD.
Listen, it broke our hearts several times over, I think, that scene.
I think one of my...
And then she has to pull herself together and go to the children's panto and everything.
Emma Thompson is so... I would pay to watch Emma Thompson make a cup of tea. But she's... The heartbreak in the scene is probably perfectly captured in the song.
Absolutely.
I don't think it was an accident they chose Joni Mitchell for that moment.
Well, we have another listen to one of the greats, Richard.
You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty lies, pretty lies. When you're going to realize
that is the last time I saw Richard. And not that it's directly comparable, but Adele's song, Someone Like You, that's what I immediately thought of after I re-listened to this, because it's a woman going back and looking at the one that got away, kind of thing. Not necessarily for good or for bad, and looking at his life now, and it's all perfect. And the song is just gorgeous. It's so human. But I just want to say something about the album itself in terms of its place in music history. It is
rated by Rolling Stone magazine as the third greatest album of all time.
This one, Blue.
Blue.
Wow.
Blue. Third greatest, and that only puts it behind an album that we should definitely cover, which is Marvin Gaye's What's Going On.
Oh, gosh, one of my favourites of all
time. The second one, which we have covered, which is Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. But it does mean that Joni Mitchell is the top female artist in that list. So it's standing, it's the way it's thought about, and its influence is absolutely massive.
Can I ask you, Alan, does she still perform?
She does. Now, she is a significant age. She's 82
in her
now.
80s, yeah.
She's 82. She's still relevant. Everything she does, as I said, and I think the reason why people love her so much, it's so honest. And she also, I just want to say, from an Irish context, very interested in Irish affairs and things like that as well. She wrote a wonderful song called The Magdalen Laundries. No need for explanation about that one. But I think she's one of those artists who, over, like Bob Dylan, like very few others, Neil Young maybe, has managed to stay relevant for 60
years. And we
years.
Use icon a lot, but she really is right up there. If you listen to one album today,
there should be a
Blue.
Picture of Joni Mitchell next to the word icon. So to give you a real example of what we're talking about.
If someone says such an incredible artist would stop you in your tracks, and there are very few artists that can do that. Something very interesting happening for you this week, Alan.
Okay.
Tell us what you acquired.
Why? I wasn't expecting you to ask. Well, just big news for the Rock and Roll Museum. Very exciting week last week. I was actually on my way last week to participate in the auction for Gary Moore's final guitar collection in Bonham's Auction House. I wasn't there in person. I was online. But I was the bidder for the Irish Rock and Roll Museum, and I'm very proud to say that we have one of Gary Moore's fabulous 1976, his White Explorer, which is from the Power of the Blues album. We also bought his polka dot shirt, which he wore in the famous 2005 Gary Moore and Friends tribute show for Thin Lizzy. And they're going to be part of the permanent collection. And we're just such a proud day because we now have Rory, we have Gary, and we have Phil. The holy trinity of Irish music.
The showcase in the Irish Rock and Roll Museum is so well worth experiencing, by the way, because I know you build on it all the time as well.
Always looking to expand. And thanks for mentioning. As I said, it was just an incredibly proud moment because we're a reasonably small organisation in terms of our resources, but we do have an eye for a bargain.
And you jumped on it, no doubt. We are going to leave this item with, I think, my favourite, our favourite of the album, and one that I think our listeners will be familiar with, even if they're not that familiar with Joni herself.
Absolutely. Can I ask you, what is it about this song that really... I love it, but I'd love to hear what you have to...
I just think it feels really happy, and it feels kind of subtly Christmassy.
Yeah, and it's actually Joni Mitchell's second most covered song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's only behind Both Sides Now, and number three would be one of my other favourites, Big Yellow Taxi. Although we're not quite into December, I think it is worth noting that if you listen to the piano on River, you're going to hear a Christmassy song, and I leave it up to the listeners to identify it.
To figure that one out.
But it might begin with the J and end with
Don't
bells.
Give it away. We'll tell you after the break. Enjoy this. This is River by Joni Mitchell.
I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river. I could.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.